Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, The Light Has Dawned.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region of shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Pitch black. How does one escape darkness? How does one live in darkness? When I was about 4 or 5 years old, I got lost at a beach in a far-flung province. I have totally forgotten the details, like how it happened and what was I doing then, but I clearly remember how it feels. It was devastating. It was a fear beyond any imagination. It was more than 3 decades, yet the feeling is clearer than the memory. If I, as a young girl, can remember the feeling of how it is to be lost and fearful of not having been found, what more a person who is lost and lives in darkness his or her whole life? The answer may have been very easy for anyone the prophet Isaiah may have been preaching to, as quoted in today's gospel. And at present, it is very relatable to most of us who may have been engulfed by darkness. Many may have experienced this in the form of social sinful structures, unjust situations and policies, selfishness and greed. These social sins, which cry to heaven because they generate violence and disrupt peace and harmony. The prophet Isaiah, born about 700 years before Christ Jesus, proclaims a message of hope amidst darkness, a message of salvation to be fulfilled by Jesus. Jesus came to extinguish the darkness. He is the divine light. And when we think that we are in pitch black, it is good to be reminded that none of us is in such darkness as to be completely devoid of divine light. The divine light shines in the darkness and radiates upon us all. And once we receive the light of Christ, we cannot just contain it. It is something to be passed on and shared much like a ministry. And when we feel lost, or perhaps about to fall in the black abyss, remember, no darkness in the world can extinguish the light of a single candle. No darkness can extinguish the light of Christ. May we all continue to shine for Jesus, and may the great light that has dawned find its purpose in us. Amen.